By now, you've probably encountered the concept of peak oil, the idea that at some point, perhaps already past, the amount of fossil fuel that can be extracted from the planet will reach and pass its maximum and decline thereafter. Analyses of that same arc of consumption have been applied to other resources, from lithium to water. But author and ecologist Stephanie Mills, a specialist in bioregionalism, cautions that we may also have passed the height of biodiversity on Earth.
Human life depends directly on the planet's biodiversity, and human activity has threatened that biodiversity gravely.
Mills is a fellow with the Sebastopol-based Post-Carbon Institute, which published her monograph, Peak Nature, as part of their Post-Carbon Reader series. She notes that biodiversity worldwide played an important role in human evolution.
We didn't become the extraordinary creatures that we are in a vacuum. We really are what we are because for the 100,000 years of our experience on Earth, we were in lush, wild environments. We were hunter-gatherers, so that direct interaction with animals large and small, rich plant communities, all of that incredible teeming beauty, that made us what we are. So as we diminish that, we diminish ourselves.
The normal rate of extinction is about 1 per million species each year, or roughly 50 to 100 species annually, Mills writes. But the rate today is at least 100 times that, and could be as much as 10,000 times that normal rate. The primary culprit, she says, is technology.
Our species is in direct competition with all others, and our impact is really amplified by our use of technology, and so much of that technological intensity has been underwritten by the fossil fuel era. It's an interconnecting set of problems that we need to confront.
To reverse that trend, Mills says humankind needs to implement widespread habitat protection and restoration programs. But an even more critical step is curtailing the rate of human population growth planet-wide.
With persuasion and with provision of birth control services and women's education, the desire for larger families can be changed. But there's a lot of lag time in bringing about a population decline humanely, if it can be done.
Because extinctions are hard to track, they're essentially invisible and scattered across the globe, their cumulative impact is largely out of sight, out of mind. But that doesn't make the issue any less perilous, Mills argues, citing a metaphor from renowned population biologist Paul Ehrlich.
He says that the biosphere comprised of all these species is like a plane in the air, and extinctions are a random removal of rivets from that plane, and it's impossible to say which rivet is going to be the one that causes the whole structure to fall apart. So there's a very real sense in which every species is crucial to the working of the whole.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.